I sat down for a kōrero with Corey Champion while he was back in Tāmaki Makaurau a couple of weeks ago. He's been touring with Fat Freddy's Drop, playing drums alongside Johnny Lawrence, who's been joining in on bass for their 21st anniversary of Boats tour. You may have caught them playing at the Civic or the Auckland Town Hall. But another Corey Champion news, there's a brand new Clearpath Ensemble record out today. It's called Ascending, and it's a really beautiful collection of jazzy, sort of melodic percussion ambient tracks, quite different to the previous Clearpath Ensemble records, made entirely in one room, pretty much all on his own in one day, which is insane. Anywho, I sat down for a kōrero with Corey about the brand new record, and we're going to listen to that now.
Nice little slip into the mic. Lots of exciting stuff on the horizon for you. You're back home doing these Fat Freddy's shows, which is really special.
Yeah.
And there's a brand new Clearpath Ensemble album, Ascending, out in a couple of weeks. Well, when we listen to it, it'll be out. But last night we were at Goblin and we had a listening party. We had the Train of Thought Quartet do a improvised response.
Yeah.
That was really cool. I thought that as a whole event was quite special. Tell me a little bit about how that came to be and the decision behind that.
Yeah, definitely wanted to do a listening party based on last year, a proof of concept where I did a listening party in Wellington for Black Sand last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it was like, yeah, it would be cool while I'm in Auckland to do something as well. Yeah, it worked out that we listened to the album and then we played some music in response to it. We're not trying to play the album or anything like that, but it kind of makes sense when you hear the music as well. Like I was saying last night, it's it'd be very difficult to actually play it.
It was a real special vibe as well, you know, JY, Cass and Alex. I talked to Cass and JY afterwards and Cass hadn't actually even heard the album before that night, which I was kind of just blown away by. You know, that was the first reaction, and then everything that sort of took place, and you all just look like you're having so much fun. A beautiful way to make that music that has been quite a solo process for you, quite social as well.
Yeah, definitely. And just celebrating music in live spaces, and you know, obviously we go to gigs and we go see live music, but we can also go and listen and socially experience music.
Let's get into the making of this record, because it's very different to the previous Clearpath albums. Made pretty much entirely by you in one room in one day, which is insane.
I had this idea for the project. I was like, okay, I'm gonna. So all to do with having worked at the Massey University, and I knew that before I left last year, I wanted to use that space. Those guys were really helpful in sort of getting it set up so that I was just fully able to pretty much engineer it myself in terms of press record and overdub myself. So no one else was there with me except one point of the day, Daniel Hales came in and played piano on the track Saying Something. To be honest, that was all I was thinking about was that as a project. I was just thinking, I've got this idea, I want to just try it out. And then when I got to the end of the day, it was like, wow, that was, made quite a lot of music here. And then a couple months later when I pulled it open, opened the sessions and stuff, I was like, oh, actually, yeah, this actually kind of exists on its own thing, and this could be its own project. And as I started working on it some more, it was like, yeah, this feels right to do it like this now. So my intention wasn't to go into that day with okay, I've got to, by the end of the day, have the new album going on, because otherwise you'd never ever get there, you know. It was just me just exploring just this sort of general idea of what happens if I overdub all these instruments and use this room, and I was just playing.
Sonically, it's quite different to the previous albums as well. It sort of takes on a bit more melodic percussion, sort of almost ambient vibes, real soundscapey. Was there sort of a decision of I want to get more into this world with this record, or this is the stuff that I'm listening to at the moment, or what sort of led you down that path?
Like I was saying, I wasn't intending on it necessarily being the next Clear Path Ensemble album when I like started making it, but I just knew that sonically these instruments, I mean, they all just sound so good together, right? And there's lots of music, you know, American minimalist music, like Philip Glass, Steve Reich, like, you know, stuff like that. It's like, you know, I love that music, I listen to it. And so you can just, in some ways I'm like drawing on that, in some ways I'm just... Yeah, like thinking about just like the tonalities that I like to play, you know, on piano. I'm not a pianist or anything, but like, you know, play vibes and mainly want to just be playing some good rhythms and stuff. So I knew that I'd be able to get some of those polyphonic kind of melodic ideas going as well. And yeah, it was just like a general, a very general concept that I had that I just wanted to sort of play around with.
I don't know if you were thinking about when you make music how it's going to be listened to or perceived, but it does feel as though there's a real space for some beautiful ambient vibes coming through just in, like, I don't know, this world that we're living in and what people are craving in terms of like healing from music and that. Like, I don't, when I first listened to the album, when you sent it to me, I like was having a shit day and then I put it on and I had to go to the supermarket and I just like floated around the supermarket.
Oh, awesome.
It really like turns stuff around, and I find that there's something about that like ambient sort of stuff that does that for people and forces you to sort of slow down a little bit, hey?
Yeah, definitely. My experience of making it, once I'd sort of recorded and then I'm like, you know, working on the mix down and things like that, and I was like, every time I was working on it, I just felt so relaxed. I feel really comfortable in those listening spaces, like last week in Wellington, last night at Goblin, and it's like, it's quite unusual to be standing there with, you know, 30 odd people in a room and everyone's really like intensely listening to your music, but to feel very calm about that as well. Like, I just, it feels quite natural.
Tell me a little bit about the collaborative sort of aspect with Jade Townsend, because I know that there's an exhibition that you've been playing the record at, and then she's contributed to the album art as well.
That's right, yeah. So Jade's a really good friend of mine, first and foremost, and when I was sort of piecing the whole thing together and thinking about the album artwork and that, and I got to a point and I just thought, I wonder if Jade would do it, you know. We jumped online and had a chat, and it just so happened that she was in the final stages of preparing her show from the Lion's Mouth at Sargent Gallery, or for Sargent Gallery in Whanganui. And she had the similar kind of feeling. I think she'd been travelling last year and gone to some, you know, painting shows in maybe London or something, and there was music in those shows, and she was thinking about how much it sort of accentuated the experience and marked it, and she loved that. She was thinking about reaching out to some people, but it was all a bit too last minute and all of this stuff.
So, oh my God, so the stars aligned.
No, totally. So she's telling me about this, and I'm thinking, you know, I've you know, this artwork, like, it's okay, you know, but maybe she could do it. And it's sort of late in the piece for me as well. And so once we started talking about how we'd made the individual works, and she'd actually said she'd listened to Black Sand a lot, which is my previous album, while she was painting that show. But it did definitely feel like it was the stars aligning, like some sort of freak kind of just coincidental kind of thing that made so much sense. And once we worked it out, it was like, yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, it's really, really lucky to have that music played in the gallery. It's stunning up there as well, and her paintings are just incredible. We went up for the opening in February, and yeah, it was just like, wow, so special.
Finally, I guess I want to ask what you're up to at the moment, because you said before that by the time you were having the Black Sands listening parties, there was already like an album sort of in the works. And I mean, you're touring all the time and doing all sorts of stuff with various different projects. So like, can you peel back the curtain and let us know what you're up to at the moment?
Sure, yeah. Playing drums with Fat Freddy's Drop. That's the main reason why I'm back in New Zealand. I don't live here anymore. But it's been so awesome to work with those guys. This is obviously after Moose passed away, and they're sort of rebuilding the band, and so me and Johnny Lawrence, my collaborator, good friend, like the bass player in Clear Path Ensemble, like we've joined that that crew, and we're about to play the Civic and Town Hall this weekend. And then go to Europe for a little bit with those guys. Gigs are massive, crowds are going off.
Yeah.
It's like nothing I've really ever experienced before as well. So I'm really like living it up right now.
Cool. And making new music all the time as well, or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've always got things going on. When I was back in Wellington, I was working with Benny Salvador. We were just, you know, catching up and making some tracks and stuff, but yeah, also, you know, working on a new album for Ma at the moment, producing that, and that's super, super exciting.
I've heard a couple of those tracks live and they sound amazing.
Yeah, I think,
such a different direction for her.
Yeah, so that's a big project that's going on sort of all at the same time as well. And it's been really, really fun to work on that, and I'm super excited.
Beautiful stuff. That last little bit was Ascending, the title track off of the new Clearpath Ensemble record, out today. Thank you so much, Corey Champion, for sitting down amidst all the busyness for a kōrero with me. What did you say before about Corey Champion? Unrelenting creative.
Yeah, Corey Champion is an unrelenting creative.
That's
and
so
also
true.
Just like, what a legend, like so much on the boil that we need to have like a Corey Champion news roundup. Like,
pretty much. Pretty much. Thank you, Corey. Thank you all for listening here on BFM. We'll be back after this.